This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and it's March. It's maple syrup season time. I love this time of the year. And joining me this morning is Matthew Wilkinson, the Maple Syrup Producers Association of Connecticut president. It's maple syrup time. Matthew, thank you for joining me this morning. It's a sweet occasion. There's a lot of sugar houses in Connecticut. Could you give me a little of the history of the maple syrup in Connecticut?
Sure. Yep. First off, it's great to be with you. Thank you for having us here. Syrup and sugaring in Connecticut actually has been around since colonial times and pre-colonial times, obviously with as far as an industry, it was actually the main source of sugar in New England. For the longest period of time, and Connecticut was actually a pretty large producer at one point. We're now about the 10th largest producer in the state, and the association has about 150 sugar makers spread around, ranging from small time, kind of hobby level up to 6,000 tap operations, some of our larger commercial guys. So it's a quiet industry in the state, but surprisingly widespread.
Like I said, it is across state. We've talked about in the past, I've talked about with other guests, is the ag generation is getting older. Do you see the younger generation kind of taking the taps and, plugging them in trees to kind of keep the tradition going?
This year, definitely, I would say historically, there has been kind of an age gap. There were a few younger sugar makers that would start every year, but not in large numbers and probably fewer than those leaving. But one of the things we've noticed in the last year particularly is a real surge of young families and even middle school, high school age kids that are very interested in taking it up. One of the benefits of COVID, I guess, everyone's looking for activities to do close to home and in their backyard, and it's really kind of resurged maple industry in general. And I think it's also Connecticut's well positioned with support from the state and Department of Ag, as well as it's a small farm friendly kind of state, just based off the land. Mm-hmm. And it's a great product. It's a healthy product. So I think it's got a lot of interest in the area.
And that's one thing I've seen over the years. You drive down the roads and you see the signs, Connecticut made, and there's nothing more Connecticut made than tapping the trees right in your own backyard. And just, it's tree juice, and it's just maple syrup is one of those things I've yet to find someone that does not like maple syrup. It goes on everything,
It does.
And there's a lot of work in it. Why is Connecticut, it's very good at making maple syrup. I mean, we have the hardwood forests, but what does it take to make a decent yield of maple syrup?
So it takes the perfect season of the low freezing nights. You want about 40 degrees each day warming up, and that generates the movement of the sap within the tree. And you want that to carry on for about a 6-week period of time. Recently, climate's not necessarily been our friend in that way, but this time of year, this year actually looks like it's going to be a good year for us. It is a lot of work. It's hours before the season of cleaning equipment, getting everything ready to go, then going and tapping the trees beforehand, and every day collecting the sap from the trees, and then boiling the sap down each day and making the syrup, and then canning and bottling it, and then for those producers that are selling it commercially, it's out, spending their weekends and their evenings at farmers markets and stuff. So it's a labor of love, definitely, to do it.
It's one of those things, we've seen technological advances in a lot of the areas of farming and ag. Maple syrup making has not seemed to change much. It's a very simple thing for people to kind of get involved. You need a bucket, a tap, and a fire later. It hasn't changed much, except I guess you can add, the people that do have the more taps, with the tubing and stuff like that. But it's a very, in the realm of farming, a very simple thing to produce.
It is. And actually, one of my mentors, who's much older now, but he used to always joke, is we make syrup the same way it's always been made. You know, just like you said, it's, you know, you put a hole in the tree, you collect the sap, and you boil it down, or and you remove the water. It hasn't changed since the beginning of time.
It's definitely one of those things. I mean, you can't really have a tree. You can't fertilize the tree to make more syrup. You're very at the will of Mother Nature. So it's got to be an extremely stressful hobby slash job for a lot of these fellows that are, this is what they do. And that's one of the things I think they love it for. You know, there has to be something running through their blood, a little maple syrup, you could say, that has them doing this. It's a very tough thing to do.
It is. We actually say it's a disease, and there's no cure for it. But it is. But you're right. I think anyone who produces syrup, they love it. And you know, when we get together, we can talk about it for hours. And as my wife says, she has to develop little hand signals when people are visiting our sugar house to tell me to be quiet and quit talking about maple. So it's something that we're very passionate about.
Well, give us a little insight into that. I mean, if I know, because I've done it before, but if someone walks into a sugar house and you see the dark, the medium, the ambers, the different candies, you know, take us through what is one versus another type of maple syrup.
Okay, so there are four primary grades, but what you generally see is as the light syrup, the amber rich syrup, which is a little bit darker, and then there's the dark robust, which those are the three sort of commercially available syrups, and they are made. The grades change, and it's a little bit as the season goes on, they get darker, and there are some natural bacterias, and the warmer temperatures react differently with the sugars, as well as how long the syrup is cooked as some of those colorings. So as the sugars caramelize and some of those bacteria changes the chemical structure of the sugars a little bit, it changes that coloring. The lighter syrups are generally a little bit of a much more of a lighter flavor to them, just like their coloring. And as the syrups get darker, that traditional robust maple flavor that you kind of think about starts to come out more and more with them. From the lighter syrup, generally, is what you make the candies that you're familiar with, or maple cream, which is kind of like almost like a cream cheese type of spread that comes on it, and then maple sugar, the granulated sugar. The lighter syrups tend to make better products for those, but you can make it with any of them. But that's sort of how it goes. Generally speaking, the beginning of your season will be lighter, and then it'll start to get darker as the season goes.
So you know, we're talking in the beginning of March. Where are we in the season in Connecticut right now?
So normally we would be right in the middle of it, and even some years winding down, especially at this point in the season, we might have a week or two left. This year, there were several tappers that tapped in January with those warm-ups, but the majority of the producers have only been producing syrup for a couple of weeks now, and with that cold snap we had through February, it kind of pushed the season a little bit later. So we're all kind of watching the weather report every day with a little bit of nervousness to see, make sure that it doesn't get warm too early on us.
Because like I said, you want those cold nights, but somewhat warmer, but not too warm during the day.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that 25 to, 26 degrees somewhere at night, and then you get up to about 40 degrees and sunny. It just makes the perfect days for that.
And we're kind of getting there. And, you know, March is maple syrup month here in Connecticut. So that's pretty cool. I mean, the industry has been noticed by the state, and the state understands agriculture, Connecticut grown. There's a lot of agriculture here in the state, and maple syrup is just one of those things where you can go and see and go into the sugar shack and, like, understand from the start of the pouring of this, you know, the sap, very liquidy, watery, runny, and watch it go through the process of becoming syrup at the end. That's got to be pretty neat to see. Like you said, you know, when families come into the sugar house and see this, and it's something just clicks that, oh, this is how these things are made. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done to make it, but a sugar house is one of those things where you can see the fruits of your labor come to fruition from start to end. It's going to be a long day, but you kind of have something when you're done. There's no other, I mean, besides maybe lumber, at the end of the day, you can end with somewhat of a finished product. You can't have a tomato plant and have tomatoes at the end of the day. And maple syrup is one of those things that it's kind of cool in that aspect.
It is. And there's also nothing better than walking into the sugar house and you smell that maple in the air, the steam.
Oh, it's amazing.
There's just something about it that just... It's the most quintessential New England thing in the world, I think.
It is, you know. And that's the thing, at ctmaple.org, you guys have a list, and there are sugar shacks that are open. People can get out and experience this. And on the website, ctmaple.org, you can see those. But there are a little bit of different precautions because of COVID-19 this year. What are some of those?
So, on our website, we have the listing for all the sugar houses that are open to the public. This year, unlike most years, we just are asking that you call ahead to the sugar houses and make an appointment with them. Where masks are required in and around the sugar houses. You would need to register when you're there. And, obviously the hand sanitizers, things like that, things that we're all pretty familiar with at this point. Because a lot of the sugar houses are smaller, we're just working with the Department of Ag and the state to make sure everybody's experience is safe, and we want to limit the number of people in at any given time. The sugar houses are just asking for that call ahead so we can do an appointment visits. And the other thing is that, as you had said earlier, some of our sugar makers are older. They might also have at-risk family members, mm-hmm. so they're not open this year where they would be in historical years. You might be used to going to visit the local sugar house every year. So we're just asking you to call ahead just to make sure that everything's okay and that what that particular sugar house has for restrictions, and just so that everybody has a safe and enjoyable visit.
And I mean, coming up in March, the 20th and 21st of that weekend, it's Maple Weekend in Connecticut.
It is. It's the best weekend of the year.
There's going to be a lot of sugar rush and sugar highs going on that day, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, maple syrup is one of those ingredients I use a lot in cooking. It's very, very versatile, and it's made right here. Like, you can get your own maple syrup right here. Or if you want, I'm sure you can, go to the ctmaple.org website. There's instructions on how you can get it in your own backyard.
There are. We actually have a manual there you can download, and you can tap your own trees and make your own syrup. It's one of those few agricultural products that just about everybody can do.
Joining us this morning is Matthew Wilkinson, the Maple Syrup Producers of Connecticut Association president. Maple syrup is just, I don't want to say it's New England. It's in our blood. Get out there, tap a tree, have some maple syrup, visit some of the sugar houses across the state. Matthew, thanks for joining me again this morning. If there's one thing that, give me one of those tidbits that only a sugar shack maker and maple syrup producer knows about the business. Give us a little tidbit, if you will, to end today.
All right. Well, here's a good one, and the moms will love this. Maple syrup is actually classified as a superfood on par with broccoli, so kids cannot be told, no, you can't have your syrup.
I'm going to use that. Not even just the kids. I'm going to use that. So that is just an amazing piece of knowledge. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Again, Matthew Wilkinson, Maple Syrup Producers Association of Connecticut president. I love syrup. It's just an amazing thing. And I'm going to use that little bit of knowledge next time we have waffles for breakfast or dinner, because you can have syrup with anything. Remember, syrup happens in Connecticut, and great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.